Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Lisa D's Blog Talk Radio show tonight. Tonight we are doing a discussion on what the death and resurrection of Christ means for us, since today is Good Friday, which is the day of Jesus' death. And so tonight we will be dedicating a discussion about Good Friday and the death of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So I don't see anyone on as of yet, but what I want to say is that in reference to the death and resurrection of Christ and what it means to me is hope, because Jesus died and then he rose in a resurrection 3 days later. So what it means to me, hope, eternal security, it opens up a line of communication where we can talk directly to God. We can pray directly to God through Jesus Christ. Before Christ actually was on earth and gave his life and was risen from the dead, the old way of doing things, when anyone wanted to get God's attention through prayer, they would have to offer up a sacrificial offering, such as a animal sacrifice of some sort, in order to for God to hear and answer these prayers. But when Jesus came and he gave his life and was resurrected, we didn't need to do that anymore. Our lines of communication was opened up through prayer. As long as we pray through Jesus, then we can connect directly with God and God can hear our prayers. So this is very important. When I think about Jesus, I think about God giving his only begotten son, because he loved us so much that he wanted to deliver us from the condition of being in sin. It doesn't mean that we don't sin every day, but we are forgiven for our sins because Christ died for us and rose on the third day. And he took that debt with him. It was nailed with him to the cross. And so I think about God and I think about his grace and mercy for us that we don't deserve. And a lot of times I wonder why we cannot grant grace and mercy to one another. Anyway, moving right along, Jesus broke the power of death that the devil had hanging over us, death, sin, destruction, when he died and gave his life. And then he beat death. He defeated it, actually, when he rose on the third day from the grave. And Jesus defeated the grave, conquered our sins by dying on a cross and setting us free from this continual sin and debt that was owed. I want to take the time to talk about what I've been doing this week, and it's all related to the resurrection, the death and resurrection of Christ. One of the movies I watched, but I found out that I couldn't watch it, was The Passion of Christ. I tried to watch that movie, and the torture and beatings that the person playing Jesus was enduring was a bit much, and I had to I couldn't watch it. And it just made me think about everything that Jesus had to go through in order to, just before he was nailed to the cross, the torturing, the beatings, and everything, every sort of evil came against him when it was that time. And he endured a lot because he was in human form. Even though he was a perfect man, he was still flesh and blood in human form, and he endured all of that. So Christ paid our sin debt by his death and resurrection. The fact that Jesus was resurrected on the third day means that God's justice in this world will prevail We have the victory through Christ. And when we pray to God, asking him to hear our prayers, we always pray through Christ. We have to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and Redeemer. Otherwise, it's no good. It will not allow God to hear our prayers if we don't do this through Christ, because we have the victory through Christ. Now, I'm looking, and I would like to hear from some callers, because I would like to hear testimonies, what this means to them, you know, the what Good Friday means to them, and what it means to them, Jesus' death and resurrection. What it also means to me is that we must embrace Christ and accept him as our Lord and Savior. And it's important that we walk by faith and not by sight, because in this world, everything is on the basis of what's tangible. And when I think about what's tangible and what's not, I think about the when, because we can feel it. We can see the when blowing around trees and different things, but we cannot see the when itself. And this is how we have to think about Christ and Jesus in a spiritual terms. We know they're there, and it's not easy to walk by faith. It's, you know, because we, in a human form, think of the tangible things, which is the things that we can see. And it's very difficult to walk by faith, but once we learn to do that, we have God's attention. And we must walk that way, so not by our own understanding, but by the understanding of God. And it's very difficult. We live in a world today where people are so caught up in themselves and their daily activities, self-absorbedness, et cetera, that we must always find time to give the praise, honor, and glory to God, meaning taking out the time through prayer and having and cultivating and building up a relationship with God and Jesus through Jesus. And this is what I have personally experienced, that by staying in prayer, sowing seeds, which I mean tithing, into God's house, and staying closely connected to the church has helped me tremendously in my walking by faith. And having a few testimonies because of it. You know, I have testimonies and I know it works. You know, and I would like to hear from other callers, but if not, I will do as I've been doing, is sending the audio of these shows to others so that they can listen to when they have a moment, because I do realize it's after 11 on Good Friday. So what I want to do now is talk about another movie that I watched, because I watched a few this week, and I want to talk about it, because the one that caught my attention was a movie that was made called The Young Messiah. That was a movie like a prediction of what they thought Jesus at the age of 7 years old, what he was like. And it was very well done. The kid who played Jesus, I don't remember his name, but it was a depiction of Jesus at the age of 7 years old. And he had the gift to heal. There was a situation in the early part of the movie where Jesus was being bullied by another kid. And you can see the devil there, but nobody else could see him but Jesus. And the kid was bullying him. And then there was a little girl that was Jesus' cousin in it, and she was trying to intervene, and the kid went after her. And then, and I don't know if anyone's seen this movie, but it's very well made. And the you can see the devil throwing an apple and a kid trips over it and hit his head on a rock and dies. And then the devil whispers into the ear of another kid to say that Jesus did it, that the young Messiah, Jesus himself, did it. And Jesus recognized that, even though he was 7 years old, and said, that man told you to say that. And it created a whole form of chaos. And what Jesus did, he went and the kid was dead, and he went and he touched the kid and say, open up your eyes, and the kid came back to life. Now, once he came back to life, he started beating him up again. But what caught my attention is that the mom, who was grieving hysterically when she found out her son had died, that when Jesus brought him back to life, she was ungrateful. The whole town was ungrateful. They started saying that he was performing acts of demonism, et cetera. And they were very ungrateful, you know, and she should have been grateful that her son was brought back to life. But anyway, it just showed a depiction. I'm not sure if this is, because this is not really in the Bible, but it's a depiction of what they believe Jesus may or may not have gone through at the age of 7. It just showed all the things that he could have endured during that time. And it made me really appreciate everything about Christ, because, well, he went through so much up until the time that he was crucified at the age of 32. And it just looking at these movies and seeing things like this, it just builds up my faith in God, and knowing that, you know, that I'm doing everything to cultivate a relationship with Christ. Now, today should be a day that we reflect on the life of Jesus, the death of Jesus, because today is actually the day, Good Friday is the day where Jesus was crucified and hung on the cross. And that's something that we should reflect on, that he gave his life to redeem us of our sins. So that's something that I will take a moment, which I've done earlier as well, is to reflect on that and what it means to me. I wanted to talk to other callers who believe in Christ and wanted to know what this means to them. But I don't see anyone on the line. And like I said before, I will share this audio with others so that they can listen to it if they didn't tune into the show tonight. So today, I want to take a moment of silence, recognition, respect, and to talk a little bit about prayer and how important it is, prayer through Jesus. Good Friday is about the death of Christ. And this is a day that we are to always remember, gather together with family and others, or maybe many people are at church, to honor Jesus and to reflect on his death and what it means to all of us. Now, the other night I was watching a movie. Also, I've been watching all these different movies, and it really, really has been inspiring. One of the movies I watched was called I Am Gabriel, and it was about the angel Gabriel. There was a town in Texas that it started with a couple. A woman was pregnant and lost her child in childbirth when she gave birth. And shortly thereafter, the entire town had all these calamities take place. The farmers lost their crops because the rain all of a sudden stopped in the town. Businesses shut down, and it just went on and on and on. And Gabriel came down from heaven. This is just a depiction. As a child, he must have been about 12 or 13. But he came down in human form, but as a child. And he came to the town and he helped to revive it and to revive the faith of those living in the town. Because with all these different tragedies and negativities that were taking place there, people started to lose their faith in God. And so Gabriel was sent to renew their faith in God. And it was really, really well done, this movie, because no one knew who he was. They were looking for his parents, asking his last name. He told them he didn't have one, and it went on and on and on. But he started to create these miracles with the help of God. There was a part in the movie where a woman who was singing from the choir, she had a problem with taking prescription pills. I believe they were prescription, but she took too many. And anyway, what happened is that she passed out and died. And Gabriel prayed over her, and she came back to life. Another example was a woman who in a church who had a young daughter who was blind. He touched her eyes and prayed over her, and she was able to see again. So he was creating all these little miracles in the town and telling people to get a prayer mat and teaching people to pray to God again. And all these little miracles that he was doing renewed the faith of those in the town and renewed their faith in God again. And at the end, I loved the way there was one man in particular who was the sheriff of the town, and he was hurting deeply because I think he lost his wife or something. He was very angry, had lost his faith in God, didn't believe in God at all, and Gabriel was able to help him because he didn't know who he was at first, and he was frustrated and wanted him gone. And everyone at the church was telling him to listen to him. And what happened is that this man realized who Gabriel was, because at the end he said to him, "Who are you? Why are you here?" And the kid said, "I am Gabriel." And as he said that, everyone could see his wings as an angel. And the man fell to his knees and renewed his faith in God again. And the town was built up again because of that visit. And, you know, these things, these movies and things like that, they really, really help me, you know, to understand, you know, why it's important to have God and Jesus in our life. So doesn't look like anyone's going to come on tonight, but I am going to speak a little further. That it is so important to observe, not just Good Friday, but on Sunday, Jesus rise from the dead, because he was dead for 3 days. On the third day, he was resurrected. And so he defeated death by being resurrected, and the debt has been paid. But we must always observe the death and resurrection of Christ. We must always acknowledge this and take the time out of our schedule to give a moment to reflect on this. I like to be in church usually so that I can be with others and we can sit and hear and just take a moment to reflect. So Jesus is our Savior, and we should always give the praise, glory, and honor to him by praying through Jesus when we pray to talk to God. Because since Jesus died and was resurrected, he made it possible for us to be able to communicate with God. And what we have to do is, in order to be able to effectively communicate with God, we have to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior and acknowledge that he is the Son of God. And without prayer, without praying through Christ, we cannot reach God. So Well, an observation of Good Friday and the fact that I don't have any callers on, I am going to leave it here. I want to also take the time to say I hope that everyone will take the time to reflect on the death and resurrection of Christ and what that means to each and one of us. Take this weekend to do that. And not only just this weekend, but to really think about Christ, having Christ in our life and accepting him as our Lord and Savior. I will be doing another segment that's separate to talk about Jesus and faith and walking by faith and what that means. And I can give testimonies on what that means to me. So I'm going to leave it here tonight. And thank you all who have not tuned in, but thank you all for tuning in to this discussion tonight. Because even though you're not here tonight, I will share this audio and other people can listen to it. And then perhaps in the future, I can have some callers on. So this is Lisa D. I'm signing off tonight from Blog Talk Radio Show. And I hope everyone have a good weekend. And next week, I will be on again. And we will be talking about a new topic. And I hope to see some callers. So thank you. And this is Lisa D. signing off from Blog Talk Radio Show. Thank you. Good night.